To order. If we can go ahead and put up the agenda. First, I want to take roll call. Our board members attending, please say state aye. Zena Fong.
Aye.
Madhu Chatwani.
Aye.
Kennedy Hilario.
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen?
Aye.
Are there any board members that I have not mentioned? I would like to go ahead and ask if there's any additions to the agenda that we may not have received, any late additions?
I do not believe so, Janine, no.
And to go ahead and, you know, respect everyone's time, I'm going to go ahead and be the individual assigned to state our mission as we do in each one of our board meetings. Our mission here at ECS is to reimagine public education in low-income communities of color, to prepare conscious, critical thinkers who are equipped to graduate from college and create a more equitable and sustainable world. Our values are justice. We examine bias, racism, and prejudice. We deliver culturally responsive curricula. We succeed when students' race and class cease to predict their level of achievement. Community, we care, we collaborate, we respect the rights and voices of our stakeholders. Curiosity, we question, we explore, we innovate. Sustainability, we think globally and act locally. We adapt, we encourage systems thinking to create a sustainable future. Leadership, we listen, we think critically, we advocate, we shift public discourse, we are our own superheroes. I would also like to ask if there's any additional presentations on non-agenda items.
Oh, Janina, I believe still at item B.
I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. If we can have a motion to also approve this agenda.
Zena, I approve move to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Zena. Is there a second?
Yes, I have to do a second.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. If we can take everyone's vote, Zena Fong?
Aye.
Madhu Chatwani?
Aye.
Kennedy Hilario?
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen?
Aye.
Janina Ramirez, aye. Thank you. Now, moving forward, do we have any presentations from the floor?
None of this.
I think we're good.
Thank you. Farnaz or Jeremiah, if we have anything related to our revised safe policy regarding safety return to the policy and service plan that we have under item 3A.
Yes, Janina, this is our COVID guidelines for the coming school year. We have revised them to coordinate with public health guidelines. And we're annually biannually required to revise them. So we're presenting them here for public comment, public input. However, if there is none, we can move to the next topic.
Thank you.
All I'll add is that this plan is linked to a PowerPoint presentation that we'll be doing for all staff. And then there's a presentation that will go for all family members and another presentation for all students that will be conducted during advisory classes. So we're going to be communicating this in multiple ways with the hope of accessing everyone to ensure safety We'll be reassessing policies on a regular basis based on current health and safety data and what the recommendations are. As of right now, we're starting the school year masked because of the current rates and because of our community's comfort level, but our hope is after a month, we'll be able to reassess and see if there's a shift in policy. We'll be masked indoors and unmasked outdoors or optional outdoors. So that's the big, that's where we are currently, and that's what this plan explains.
Do I have any questions or comments from our board? I propose we go ahead and move forward with consent items A through K. Do I have a motion to approve consent items A through K?
I move to approve items A through K.
Thank you, Madhu. Do I have a second?
I second Zena.
Thank you, Zena. I'll move to voting. Zena Fong?
Aye.
Madhu Chakwani?
Aye.
Kennedy Lario?
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen?
Aye.
Thank you. Do we have any comments?
Danina.
I'm sorry.
Denise is here too.
Denise, I apologize.
It's okay. I came in a couple minutes late. So I don't know if anyone needs to just log me in.
You're officially logged in. Thank you for being here, Denise. Denise, did you want to vote aye on that one since you were here for that?
Yes, aye.
I asked the board if there's any comments or questions regarding any of these consent items. Alrighty, so we have gone ahead and approved the consent items. Do we have Sarah Jamieson to discuss our action items in?
Yes, good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you.
The first item I have before you is the employee handbook for this year. There are checked changes and revisions, the vast majority of which are us clarifying policies and making them a bit more explicit and user-friendly. We took the handbook before ASCIP for a review this year. So per their guidance, did a handful of things. And all the track changes are there. And this is the document you've had since last week. Jeremiah, do I go one by one or do I do it all at once?
Yes, one by one.
Okay. Wonderful. Any questions, I'm happy to answer.
I just have one question. When I was going through the handbook about the bullying, one of the points said something about taking credit from somebody or is considered bullying or something like that. I think it was on page 15.
Okay, let me get to there.
And then it's sort of like taking credit for another person's ideas. Like, is that considered bullying?
Workplace supervisor manager.
I mean, if it is, I'm fine to keep it in there, but it just wasn't clear to me.
Sure. I think that there may be, I think what they're trying to get at potentially is a circumstance in which somebody is consistently taking credit for another person's work or not allowing their credit to be due. I think it's probably a broad base under bullying. It's probably a pretty special circumstance in comparison to anything that we would see, but a bit more passive of a form of it would be my guess.
Okay.
professional setting, if someone were to do that consistently, it would display a lack of integrity and would diminish someone's sense of self. So in a sense, it would feel like a bullying behavior. And to a great extent, this document is here to provide guidelines for what we're hoping people don't do. So to be able to retain them, but also say, look, you did this consistently and that had a negative impact on our workplace culture. How are you going to, to hold them accountable based on these guidelines?
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. It's just when I read through it, I'm like, well, I don't know. But in that context, I could see how it would seem like bullying.
Yeah, particularly, I think also like if a supervisor was always taking credit for somebody on their team's work as well.
Okay, thank you.
Of course. Any other questions for us?
Nina, I think we can ask for a motion.
Can we go ahead and move forward and ask for a motion to approve our ECS handbook, employee handbook.
I motion to approve the employee handbook. This is Denise.
Thank you. Thank you, Denise. Is there a second?
I second, Madhu.
Let's take a vote. Zena Fong?
Aye.
Madhu Chakwani?
Aye.
Kennedy Lario?
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen?
Aye.
And Denise Berger?
Aye.
Thank you. Our next item is to go ahead and, Sarah, as we continue to discuss the approval of the teacher special assignment for the next academic year.
Sure. These are the same credential assignments that you all approved last year and you've approved in the years prior. No changes to them other than the updating of potentially who was on the team because we had some transitions in our assistant principals this year. But these are all the folks that have demonstrated expertise in a content area and are able to be approved for teaching that under the board policy. Danielle has signed off on all of them. Again, no revisions from last year, just a request out of LACO for us to bring them before you annually. So doing so once again.
Excellent. Is there a motion to go ahead and approve?
My motion to approve B. Zena.
Thank you, Zena. Is there a second?
I second, Denise.
Thank you, Denise. If I can take everyone's vote, Zena Fong?
Aye.
Thank you. Madhu Chakwani?
Aye.
Kennedy Lario?
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen?
Aye.
And Denise Berger?
Aye.
Our next item is C, the approval of declaration need for fully qualified educators. Again, Sarah, thank you.
Yeah. Again, an annual report that we turn in. This one goes to the CTC, which is the Commission on Teacher Credentialing. It's just an estimation of any places we might think that there may be trouble this year. So if someone needs to be on some limited assignment permits, which is our temporary credentialing instead of our full-fledged until we get them there. So we submit an estimation every year. You'll see two for single subjects, one for special education, potentially just estimating the needs that we might have given we're not fully staffed and giving us some grace, but very in line with numbers we've reported in the past and nothing abnormal about it.
Any questions from our board? If not, can we have a motion?
This is Kennedy. I motion that we approve.
Thank you.
The resolution.
Is there a second?
This is Madhu. I second.
Thank you. Let's take the vote from Zena Fong, please.
Aye.
Madhu Chakwani.
Aye.
Kennedy Lario.
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen.
Aye.
And Denise Berger.
Aye.
Thank you all.
Thank you. So we have a couple of upcoming dates and announcements.
So on Monday, actually, I'm going to send you guys an email if you're at all curious to attend. We're going to be having our all staff convening where we talk about our priorities for the school year and our safety and health and safety practices. And we're going to be splitting up into school site meetings as well. But this is the big meeting with all 250 some employees. And it's very exciting to have everyone together. It's at the Carson Community Center. And before the next time we see you, we will have had exactly 1 month of school because we start on August 22nd and the next meeting is on September 22nd. We hope to be able to come back to you and report about the first month of activities and look forward to seeing you all there. And then our upcoming committee meetings are also listed there, and we're grateful for all of you for your continued support. We are still continuing to recruit one additional board member. So if any of you are familiar with someone who you think would both enjoy the responsibility and be connected to our mission and our values, we would love to be introduced to them. A lot of people are in over their heads and they're like, I would love to be on your board, but I don't have capacity at this time. So I'm continuing the search. If you know of anyone, please refer them to me. And that's it.
Thank you. I want to appreciate everyone. I know everyone's schedules have been impacted, whether it's, you know, being out of town or taking on other projects. So thank you so much for everyone attending today. Well, I'll go ahead and call this meeting to order.
I want to appreciate also. Yes. Thank you so much. First of all, I wanted to congratulate Kennedy for his new role as the CEO of ACE Charter Schools in the Bay Area. We're so grateful that you're continuing to be a leader on our board while taking on such a big responsibility. So thank you. And as always, thank you, Gretchen, for being here. I know you have a tremendous amount on your plate, and the fact that you're here with us at all is a gift. So thank you. We so appreciate Lawndale's partnership. And, you know, to all of our board members, you guys are gifts, and it's such a pleasure to continue to have your support. So thank you. And to all of the ECS team members who are here and all the ones who are not, I could not be more proud of the team of leaders that I get to work alongside. We had about 34 new staff members at ECHS Lawndale, 34 across the site, especially since we're expanding with one other additional school. Many of those hires were linked to ECHS Gardena. But anyways, we had all of our new employees there, and we had like our 5-minute introductions of leaders to them. And as I was watching this amazing group of leaders present their life stories and why they're here and why ECS is wonderful, I teared up because we have an amazing group of human beings who are committed to this work. So I just want to appreciate you all for the record.
Thank you so much. Well, I want to go ahead and call this meeting, adjourn this meeting. If I have a motion.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Denise. Is there a second?
I second, Zena.
Thank you, Zena. Moving forward, Zena Fong.
Aye.
Madhu Chatwani.
Aye.
Kennedy Lario.
Aye.
Gretchen Jensen.
Aye.
Denise Berger.
Aye.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.